from the COIN Podcast Studios in Portland, Oregon. This is your weather weekend with meteorologists Joseph Dames and Kelly Bairn.
All right, here we go. Good morning. I'm meteorologist Joseph Dames. We are talking about your weather weekend, and I have meteorologist Kelly Bairn with me.
Hey, good morning.
And how's it going?
It's going well. It's been a fairly tame week so far. I mean, the weather really hasn't thrown us any curveballs.
Yeah, we were maybe a little bit above average, below average. I think the nicest thing in the early part of the week was that marine layer pushing in gradually and arriving by Wednesday. But we did have some sneaky heat on Tuesday where temperatures were in the upper 80s, even some mid 90s out there. I think the Dow's actually hit 104 on Tuesday. So there was some sneaky heat, but overall, no major curveballs like you mentioned.
Yeah, Portland avoiding triple digits. We'll take it. We did hit 90 on Tuesday in Portland. So,
yeah. Did we see any sort of precipitation Wednesday morning? It was kind of like, okay, maybe we would, but it didn't seem like we had anything measurable.
No, it didn't. I know the morning was very cloudy, and we did see a quick disturbance that just filled the valley with clouds. And some of those clouds and that marine layer was thick enough to squeeze out some precipitation. But I didn't really see many reports of measurable rain in Portland. I know the coast did see some of that out to Seaside and near Astoria, same with up in Ridgefield. There were some raindrops on the cameras up there. So there were some damp spots around Portland.
Yeah, but what are we at now? Like 21 days of no measurable rain now in Portland?
Yeah, it's something like that. 22, maybe even 23 days as we finish up the work week here. So it's just been so dry. Since mid-June, we haven't seen a drop of rain.
Oh, yeah. And now we're entering the driest part of our season. So July and August is usually the months where we don't have much rain. So this could, you know, set up a stretch where we just don't see much rain here. So that's why we were kind of hoping that we get a few drops squeezing out early on the Wednesday morning. But it just didn't seem like it was going to happen. Just not enough moisture out there. But there was a couple of thunderstorms in central and eastern Oregon earlier in the week, too, that had a little bit of lightning. Of course, fire danger, some gusty conditions. So that's something we've been keeping an eye on this week.
Yeah, a couple of fires too. The Jack Fire, which it definitely hurts to see those fires burning in one of my favorite areas of Oregon. It's the Umpqua National Forest. It's that highway that takes you from I-5 out of Roseburg to Crater Lake. And last season in September, that area saw the Riverside Fire, which was over 100,000 acres in size, burning through that area. And so it's tough to see another fire, the Jack Fire right now, in the thousands of acres in size burning at this point. So I'm really hoping firefighters can contain that fire quickly. They've been doing such a great job so far this season, but that's a special area. And also there are a number of areas seeing fires, mostly out towards the gorge and near Mount Hood towards the Warm Springs Reservation side on the east side there. So we're in the heart of fire season right now.
Yeah, we are. That's such a beautiful area, as you mentioned. I mean, the whole state is just really beautiful. But that Highway 138, as you mentioned, where that Jack Fire is, steep terrain, so it's difficult. But we really hope that they could get a handle on that. I do want to talk more about wildfires, and I do want to talk about the weekend forecast. But before we get to that, I want to jump over and I have an interview with Todd Harris, who's going to tell us about the Rose Cup races this weekend.
Ooh.
Yes, room. So I think that will be fun. So let's get over there and talk about that with Todd Harris. All right, I have Todd Harris with me. He's going to tell us about the Rose Cup races this weekend. If you don't know, you're going to find out that this event is a blast here in Portland. They had to take a break last year, but they're back at it this year. That should feel pretty good, right, Todd?
Yeah, no, it's going to be nice. This will be the 60th running of the Rose Cup races here at Portland International Raceway. That would have happened last year because the first event was 1961, but obviously the pandemic kept that from happening. No ability to have a spectator event. So we've been planning for 2 years, if you will, to have this event, and it's finally here, and we're going to have great weather for it. And the racers the spectators, the workers, everybody's hyped up because we're back open and going, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Can you walk me through the schedule? When can people get there? Can they get tickets? How can they get their hands on that? How does it work?
Yeah, so the event is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's tickets there. You can get a 3-day ticket, which includes a parking pass to drive on into Portland International Raceway, or you can get 1-day tickets as well for a Friday, a Saturday, or Sunday. Friday is practice and qualifying. Saturday is a little more qualifying, you know, setting the grids for these races. Then a sprint race for all these different run groups. So I'll have a sprint race Saturday afternoon. And then Sunday is the feature day where all 7-8 of our run groups will have their feature race starting in the morning at 9 o'clock and run up till about 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
That's cool. What type of cars can folks expect to see at this event? I think I read large displacement of engine cars, like maybe Corvettes, but what else?
Yeah, so the Rose Cup feature race will have all the big bore cars. So the big ground pounding V8s, plus like Ferrari 488 challenge race cars and Porsches. It's a lot of neat machinery. That will be the Rose Cup race, which is late in the afternoon. And they'll race for the Rose Cup trophy that has been presented every year for that feature race since 1961.
You mentioned that you're going to be in this and, some of your family members, but where are some of these drivers and people coming from? You mentioned this is a celebration of the Northwest, but I assume that there's probably some people that are coming from all over the world, maybe.
Yeah. It's primarily this event is primarily West Coast. I mean, you're definitely going to see Oregon, Washington, California, Nevada, Idaho, that type of thing. And then you'll get a few from other states, possibly. We used to get a lot of Canadians in the race, but right now there won't be any of them unless they have dual citizenship right now, just because of the borders. So it's an array of drivers, but it's predominantly a West Coast phenomena.
That's exciting. All right, I guess if there's anything else you'd like to add, can people get some kind of swag that's celebrating the 60 years? What's going on? Anything going on?
Yeah, well, the fun thing is, come on out to the races. If you have never been here, I think people are always a little surprised at how much, racing is going on. Or you're in a city park. You get to check out the racing, grab some food from one of the vendors, see some of the other vendors that are maybe selling some goodies and some swag that you want to pick up. And you can get close to the race cars. That's what's really neat is, a lot of big time professional racing, you can't get within quite a few feet of the cars and the drivers. This, you come out, you bring your family, and you can get right up close to the race cars. Most drivers are happy to tell you the story of their race car, probably let you sit in the race car. Certainly if you got kids, I know if you come by our pit, we're the Pro Drive Racing pit. You bring kids, we'll let them sit in the race cars. They can make vroom vroom noises and have a great time, get their picture in a race car. So the accessibility is what makes this a very family, fun, friendly sort of a scenario, just to come out, walk around and have full access. We feel like a VIP out here.
Yeah, we could use this type of fun and excitement nowadays.
Yeah.
Especially just feels really good to be able to do this again. One last question for you, since you're driving, you got your hands in there. Is 90 degree temperatures, is that a lot for someone that's driving? Would you what type of weather do you prefer? Does it matter?
Yeah, the race cars do get hot. Fortunately, this weekend, I'll be driving a car that's open cockpit, so it has its own air conditioning kind of with that. I have raced in the Rose Cup feature race before in cars that are 130 degrees temperature inside. So it's hot. But I think the weather's going to be perfect. 80s, low 90s, that's good summertime weather out here. And the drivers, they all know how to hydrate, be ready for their races. And the cool thing too is these are all sprint races. So they're typically about 30 minute races. We have sprint, the other sprint that's like 20 minute races. So that green flag flies, and everybody's going as fast as they can. You know, it's not going to be a long endurance race. There's no pit stops. If you make a pit stop, your race is over. So this is full tilt boogie from the moment that green flag flies.
I love that. All right. So summertime weather and summertime fun all put together into this event. So do people need to get tickets ahead of time, or could they get it there? Is there a place they need to go?
Yeah, you can get them. You can go to, you know, rosecup.com, but you can just come right on out to the racetrack, buy your tickets here. And again, you'll be able to get a car pass with that. Just come on right on in.
All right, Todd, yep. I appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I know, just, hey, it'll be, you know, we're again, Friends of PIR is happy that the track is back reopened. We're putting on this event. We'd love to see some new faces and all those old faces who've been out here many times and couldn't come out last year. Again, grab a friend and bring them out to the races. Show them what goes on out here at Portland International Raceway. They will not be disappointed. It is a fun, good show. And I think we need this right now. It's open air. You won't need a mask on. I think it's time to get out, stretch our legs, watch some race cars go around, interact with the drivers and, you know, crew, and get back to the fun we've been doing. And this, again, it's the 60th running. So it's very special, weekend coming for us.
All right, Todd, I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Hey, you bet. All right. Hopefully we'll see you all out at the races this weekend.
All right, that's going to be such an exciting, loud, fun, just full of life event this weekend, the Rose Cup races. That was Todd Harris. Thank you. He's going to be out there racing. Go out there, check out his car. He said he could bring the family. Should be a great time.
Hello, Coin 6 News anchor Emily Burris here. We know your mornings are busy, and we want to help you be in the know as you head out the door. That's why the Coin Podcast Network is bringing you a brand new podcast called The Daily Six. Every weekday, we'll bring you the day's six biggest headlines in a quick and concise report, on demand and on your schedule. So check out the Coin Podcast Network on coin.com or have The Daily Six sent directly to you each day by subscribing to the Coin Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Coin 6 weather team has the most accurate forecast in town, certified by WeatherRate. Coin 6 weather, watching out for you.
Hi, this is Jeff Giannola from Coin 6 News, and I'd like to invite you to watch Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. It's our award-winning newscast, 1 hour earlier at 10 o'clock. A full hour of the stories that are important to you and your family from the news team that's watching out for you. Plus, Portland's most accurate forecast certified by WeatherRate from Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stenbach. See why more people are switching to Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. Watching out for you.
All right, so a lot of fun things going on this weekend. Obviously, the Rose Cup races would be a great time. It may be a bit hot out there. It might be, you know, on the warmer edge of our early July. What do you think about the forecast this weekend?
Oh boy, we just picked the heat back up again. It's like we just have not seen any relief. I guess we saw some midweek, but our temperatures have just been sitting above normal for so long. We just have this hot and dry weather pattern that continues to just sit right over the Pacific Northwest. So yeah, the weekend picks back up in heat, likely near 90 Friday through Sunday. It's just going to be a warm one in Portland.
Yeah, we haven't had extended relief. You know, we had a couple mornings and, you know, maybe the afternoon, midweek, but you're hoping for like a pattern shift. You know, we're hoping for something where the whole week might be down by 80 degrees because that should be our average right now. So like 1 or 2 days feels nice, but you just kind of have this looming feeling that it's going to get warm again. And then it does. So If only we could kind of shift it up, but I don't see that happening this weekend as well. I believe we have like a large ridge developing and a lot of heat down to the southwest, especially areas of California, Nevada, and Arizona that are going to be well above triple digit marks. So we just can't escape the heat.
We can't.
But we'll take upper 80s and 90s, I think.
Yeah,
right?
At least it's not the triple digits. And I think when these massive blocking ridges set up that give us the heat and the dry conditions, when we tend to see them in the spring and fall, we get a nice temperature range and it's more pleasant. It's like we maybe hit the 70s and 80s, but when we get these setups in the summertime, it's just our highs kind of skyrocket right into the 90s. So it's a little less pleasant, a little more heat now that we're in the summer months. So do expect to see some hot afternoons. I think, again, we will start out mornings with clouds. That's been the pattern, especially when we see that onshore northwesterly flow. Those clouds kind of break through the valleys and just kind of seep around the valley in Portland, the Willamette Valley. So it'll likely start out cloudy, but then they burn off. We're back to sunshine through the afternoons, and then temperatures just heat right up back to the upper 80s to about 90.
Yeah, and it warms up quick. There was a day earlier this week where it was 80 degrees at like 2 p.m. and then by the time we hit 5 p.m. it was 90. So it was like a chunk of 2.5-3 hours where the temperatures just soared. So once those clouds fall apart, the heat does really pick on up for us. So Saturday and Sunday, temperatures around 90 degrees. We'll call it sunny for the afternoon. So if you're going to go out to the Rose Cup races, sunglasses, water, sun protection, all the things that you've already needed this summer, right?
Yeah, don't be fooled by any morning clouds. It's going to get hot by the afternoon. So yeah, Joseph said it best, to grab the sunglasses and stay hydrated.
Yeah, light clothes, you know, wear what, like a white t-shirt all weekend.
Maybe some Crocs? No.
Yeah, something. You could do summer Crocs too, right? I guess I do want to say Central and Eastern Oregon may be even warmer, and the west wind has been pretty prevalent through areas of the Eastern Gorge. So I would just be prepared for some more warm, dry, breezy conditions for you folks at the Dalles through Hermiston, Arlington, over towards Pendleton for the weekend as well.
Yeah, and we're also watching the current fires that are burning and updates to their containment. So you can always get that information here on coin.com.
Yeah, I'll be in all weekend. I'll be covering the smoke plumes. We'll be discussing the updates, the containment numbers, the acres, everything that we can provide. And hopefully there's nothing new out there, because we don't need that, right?
Yeah, just a reminder to be vigilant, be mindful, be smart, and be safe when you're outside. Don't light campfires. Don't smoke cigarettes and throw the butts out the windows. I saw someone do that the other day, and it was infuriating to see when people don't really care about our conditions. So, we'd love to keep Oregon green. So let's be mindful of our conditions.
Yeah, that's all it takes. So well put. All right, join us on Tuesday,
because I'm on vacation.
Okay, yeah, but we'll get it out there. And then, of course, we'll have our weekend one next week as well. But we'll see you, and you can hear us on Tuesday.
All right, we'll see ya.
The Coin Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.